Gittin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Gittin Bavli, Daf Lamed Hei, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chaf Aleph Mel Beis, Mishnah. Ein almana nifras minichsi yifein ala b'shavua. The Mishnah says a widow collects her ksuba from orphan's property only by swearing that she did not already receive her ksuba. Nimnu milayishbiya hiskenu b'shimu gamlil shetehei neideres liyifeimim kol ma sheyirtzu l'devius haksubasa. Judges refrain from administering the oath, and Rav Gamliel enacted that she should vow like the orphan's desire in something very hard to fulfill, such as to deliver to herself all solid food if she already received a ksuba, and then she can collect. Witnesses sign on a get due to tikkun ha'olam. The hilo hifken puzbol b'mnei tikkun ha'olam, hilo enacted puzbol for tikkun ha'olam. The Gemara says, v'rishreina ha'yu nishbois l'shaker, l'shaker v'koivois es b'neihem, sh'ne'ma l'ashal v'kisi es b'neihem. The Gemara says, initially widows would swear falsely and bury their children, as the Pasuk says, in Yirmiyahu Perek Beis, Pasuk Lamed, for shav means a false shur, I have smitten your sons, and therefore they refrained from, the Dayanim refrained from administering the Shavua. Oyeche emes nadoim aleihem yoitim l'shuris. Also widows fear nadoim more than shuris. Similarly, this is because shuris sheker is a one-time aveira, but through a neder she transgresses every time she benefits. Avra v'nishba, if she transgressed and swore, does she collect the ksuba? Ravuna amar im nishba nishba. Ravuna says if she swore, then she swore and she can collect. Rav amar lekal se ilulei da'ana vatran afilu klusise da'al reshech didihu. Rav said to his daughter, no, if not that I pardon my rights, even the handkerchief on your head is mine. So he holds that her clothing counts towards the payment of the ksuba. Shmu amar zachas bekelim sha'aleah. I should say Shmuel says that she merits the clothing on her, means they're not deducted from a ksuba. We have a support for Shmuel from a Mishnah. If a man was makdish his property, then the treasure of the Beis Mikdash has no rights to the clothes of this man's wife and his children.